following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from New Hartford, Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program are Dave Vickers of KROS Radio in Clinton and Gregory Norfleet of the West Branch Times. The first question will come from KROS's Dave.
Senator, of course, the emails of the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the news, especially among the Republican candidates for president. As a member of the Judiciary Committee and leading that, are you looking into this? Is this a big issue?
No.
Something we need to be concerned about that could derail her nomination?
At this point, my looking into it, as you use those words, is starting an investigation that starts with letters to the FBI and to the Secretary of State. And those are basically around whether or not the FBI gets access to it, whether or not there's been any crime committed. In the case of the Secretary of State, making sure that all of the emails get to the Intelligence Community Inspector General so that he can go through them, because he's the best qualified agency to go through them and make sure that national security isn't compromised. Then in regard to your statement about, do I think it'll derail a campaign, I don't have the slightest idea, and I'm not investigating this because she is a candidate for president, or even because Mrs. Clinton's involved. I'm investigating this because of making sure that our laws are followed according to my responsibilities as chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And there has been some press indicating that maybe I was doing it only because she was a candidate for president. This is contrary to 35 years' reputation I have of being an equal opportunity oversight or overseer of the executive branch, whether we have a Republican president or a Democrat president. So the political leanings or the political ambitions of any one individual has nothing to do with this investigation. It's all about national security and all about making sure that the laws are followed.
Gregory?
All right. Senator, there's been several examples of the state siding with same-sex couples over people of faith. Under discrimination laws, a bakery in Oregon was fined $135,000. A pastor in Kentucky was barred from ministering to juveniles if he talked about homosexual as a sin. In Iowa, there was a couple that had to close their wedding chapel. Why are these people not protected by the First Amendment right to practice their religion, and what can be done about it?
They're not only protected by the First Amendment right of religion, and also that goes further than just the right to have a religious faith. It's the exercise and the practice of that faith as well. And I think that that's backed up by the fact that in 1993, even when a Democrat president signed the Freedom of Religion Restoration Act, I think it's called, that law was passed specifically because the Supreme Court had made a decision that Congress felt that an individual or groups of individuals were being denied the right to practice their religion. And so I think that people are protected in the practice of their religion based upon that law.
Senator, we mentioned the presidential race and multiple candidates on the Republican side. How are you watching the race? I'm assuming you watched the debate. You know some of the candidates. What's your assessment of how it's going? And is the emergence of Donald Trump as a leader in the polls across the country bothersome to you as a senator?
As a practical matter, for a guy like me, and I think Governor Branstad would say exactly the same thing I'm saying, we welcome all candidates to come to Iowa and campaign for the presidency. Iowa wants to be first in the nation. We're proud of it. We want to reserve that tradition. And obviously, we wouldn't want to keep anybody out if we want to be intellectually honest. So whether it's Trump or anybody else, they're welcome to come here, and we encourage them to come here, and we encourage them to work the people of Iowa hard and strong, maybe even going to every county like I do. Some candidates are going to do that. So I would say that we want as open of a primary system as we can have.
I'm going to follow up with that, asking which candidate you feel is most like Ronald Reagan.
Oh, at this point, if you'd asked me this question in December, I might be able to answer it for you. But right now, I would bet that 80% of them are claiming a close relationship to the Ronald Reagan philosophy. But I don't know which one would be the closest. Some of them might even go beyond Ronald Reagan in the sense of conservatism. So, and I think they probably use the name of Ronald Reagan because they want to be seen as being conservative. But I'm sure some are more conservative than Ronald Reagan. So anyway, right now I'm listening just like you probably are, and you'd probably like to have me answer your question, and I would answer it if I could answer it. But if I started naming one, I'd probably have to name at least half of them before I was done. So I want this thing to play out. I probably won't back anybody in the primary, but if I did, I'm surely not going to do it now, and probably never between now and February the 1st, because I'm up for election, and I think a lot of my friends in the other camps of different presidential candidates would resent it if I decided to back one.
Senator, I believe Secretary of State Kerry mentioned the day that he just kind of assumed that foreign countries were seeing his emails, as we talked about hackers getting into emails of maybe more people than is generally understood. Do you worry about foreign countries looking at your emails as you work?
I'm not worried about anything that I say that's going to damage our national security. They might find out some things about me personally or positions I have that I just assume they not have. But I have to assume that they're doing it. And I think I'm fairly cautious. But since I don't serve on the Intelligence Committee, Armed Services Committee, or Foreign Relations Committee, for the most part, I don't think I'm going to be involved in a lot of discussions that are, what you say, top secret. Once in a while, maybe once a month on average, I might be along with every other senator, get briefed on top secret stuff, but I'm pretty cautious to make sure that after I walk out of the room and there's a bunch of press around and the press wants to put you on the TV camera and ask you questions, I just always remind them that what we were told in there is supposed to stay in that room. So I really don't have any problems, but I have to assume that the Chinese and the Russians and maybe anybody else would be tapping into our email.
Kind of related to that, there's been a lot of uproar about the mass collection of data, and there's been some things that the federal government has done to kind of pull back on that, but where do you think things stand with that, and how much more do you think needs to be done to make people comfortable with what they're writing in their own emails?
In June, we passed a bill that was signed by the president that did away with metadata, so we're not collecting those telephone numbers anymore, and I think the people that were upset about it are satisfied now. I'd be surprised if they aren't.
Senator, quickly, the issue with the toxic waste spilling from the gold mine out in Colorado, is that, I guess, how you look at that? The EPA is involved. Is the federal government going to be on the hook for a long time because of the toxic waste that's flowing down those rivers?
I think before it's all said and done, somebody's going to sue the federal government. And it might be a state or it might be an individual, might be a group of individuals like the Sierra Club or something like that. But I don't think the federal government's going to come forward with any settlement unless it looks like they're going to lose a lawsuit.
Thank you, Dave and Gregory, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.